Welcome to How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff from Imani and Amira.
Introduction.
All right, so in the introduction, he was talking about how the statistics is really in everything that we do. And
when he moved from Iowa to California.
Yeah, his father-in-law moved from Iowa to California. And he was talking about he moved because the crime didn't look so bad in that area. Yeah. And he was saying how, like, he was looking in the newspaper, and then that's when he started explaining to his father how,
the surveys,
how good surveying and bad surveying. And when I read that, I started to think about how we did in the beginning of the year about the good surveying and bad surveying, how, like, some of them, like, there's outside features that could, like, make a survey bad, like, when you survey somebody about a car, but you're surveying a bunch of people at a bus stop, it's like, how good is the survey actually? Yeah. But, yeah, he was talking about how, like, they can, it can, like, also, a lot of surveys can be bad when it comes to statistics.
And how it don't represent, like, the whole or, like, what it's supposed to represent.
All right. So, chapter one, it starts out with this weird picture. Like, it's a graph. It's like a parabola. Like, I don't even know what is going on. So, it makes you think, like, what are we about to talk about? What are we about to talk about? And it says, the sample with the built-in bias.
So, the quote is, the average Yale man, class of 24, Time magazine noted once commenting on something in the New York Sun makes $25,111 a year.
So, for this, we were like, I was thinking, like, this really isn't a lot. And usually when people go to, like, Ivy League colleges, you think that they would make, like, a lot of money. Like, you would think, like, they would come out and they would be good. And it actually says that. It points it out. When it says that you send your son to, what is his name?
If you send your boy to Yale, you won't have to work in your old age, and neither will he. But I just feel like that's just bad statistics. Like, everybody that goes to Yale is going to come out, and they're going to be super rich or whatever. Some of them end up being McDonald's workers.
I know.
Making
$25,000. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, McDonald's workers don't make that much a year. And if that's the average, that means that there are, like, some people that make more than that and some people that make less. And you would think, paying that much for college and going to a successful college, you would make, you know, more than that, but you don't. So it's just like, But then it starts going in and talking about how this is a bad survey. So I'm like, now, how is that a bad survey? I mean, they go to Yale. But he starts breaking down, like, how when they do the surveys to see how much people make after they go to college, like, you're not going to have every single person who went to Yale, like, you're not going to have all their pay stubs.
Yeah, so it's like this sample is not large enough to represent the whole, like we said,
the whole
before.
School,
and
yeah.
Like we learned already.
And they was talking about how, about how, like, even if you don't make a lot, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to go in and say, yeah, I make this much. And even saying the ad, talking about the addresses, he said that all the addresses aren't going to be the same. So you send the survey out to the people that are alumni, probably donated to the school. Like, so it's just easier to get them, and they're probably making a lot of money. Like I said, it was just surprising to me because you would think that people made more money than going to Ivy League school. So, for chapter two, is the well-chosen average. Wow, so that one. So, in, like, the first page, it talks about, well, I'm just going to read it because it just, like, helps us better understand. So, it says, you and I trust are not a snob, and I certainly am not in the real estate business. I'm definitely not. But let's say that you are, and I am, and that you're looking for a property to buy along a road that is not far from the California Valley in which I live. Don't care. Having sized you up, I take pains to tell you that the average income in this neighborhood is some $15,000 a year. So, this is where, like, we start, like, looking. So, we ask some teachers and ask around because we work, like, part-time, like, in businesses. Like, I said businesses. We work part-time jobs. And, like, our parents pay our bills, so we don't really think about how much did they make a year because, you know, you get checks at a time. You don't get one check at the end of the year. The $15,000 really doesn't seem like a lot to support your family. Like, it's actually,
it's not a lot at all. Like, you can't do nothing with that.
So, like, it's under the poverty line. So, I'm looking like,
it's way under the poverty
line. Yeah. So, I'm looking like, 15, like,
This is where the confusion came into play. Like, $15,000 a year. Well, what exactly? Like, what house, is your what job? What kind of house am I
living in? And who sells houses in like this type of neighborhood?
Wait, you make $15,000 a year. Why are you buying a house?
Yeah, like, you would think that you would be like on welfare or something. Maybe that's mean. Whatever. Okay. So it talks about this is where the lying and the statistics comes from. So it says, after all, the average income in this neighborhood is only $3,500. A year. What the heck? Hold on. I don't even want to talk about that. So perhaps you go along with me and my committee in this. You are not only a snob, but you are stingy too. But you can't help being surprised to hear that amazing $3,500. Yes, because that is like that's not anything.
So I feel like this book is playing a trick.
Yeah, I feel like this book is playing tricks on us. Like, and it's talking about it. This one it starts talking about the survey. So in the book, it's talking about how the average, like, you don't really know what the average is because there are three different types of averages, which is the median, mean, and the mode. And like, you can use whichever one is going to benefit you and what's going to help you, because they still are all the average, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So like, the average is not always the mean all the time. It could be the median or mode. And then an example in the book was about this businessman and then, like, them paying their employees and stuff like that. And then one example is, like, the average wage of employees was $2,200, and then the average salary of profit owners was $26,000. So, like, they was like, well, let's look at it another way and we could just use the mean. So then it changed with the wage or salary to $2,800, and then the average of profit owners to be $5,000. So like, when you do an average, you have to take in conclusion, like, well, average of what and who's included in the average and stuff like that, and then like whether or not, like, was they using a mean, median, or mode.
And when you changed it, it helped benefit. So if like you were trying to pitch this to a business or pitch this to someone that you wanted to include, like another partner, it made it more equal. It made it like closer, so that it looked better when you're pitching it. Because when it sees that we're the business owners and we made up this idea and we're making way more money than the employees, it's like, dang, like, even maybe though, we don't want to like look into this.
Even though it's supposed to be like that, because you are the business owner, you are going to make all the money. You would think that makes sense. Like, so that's why I like... $5,000 to $2,800 sound better than $26,000 to
$2,200. Yeah. And then even the other part, like this picture, we could talk about the picture on the well-chosen average one. It's on page 33.
And the other picture too.
It says the arithmetical average is like higher than the median and the mode. So like the arithmetical average is $5,700, the median is $3,000, and the mode is $2,200. I don't know where I got 200 from. But yeah, so you can see that they're all different, and that's why it helps to use which one is going to benefit you. Because they are different, and they said the average and mean is also different too, just because it has so many categories.
Yeah.